Our guest at the cafe this morning is the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller.
How are you doing today, John Mark?
I'm doing grand, and as she often does, Cindy has brought a guest with her today.
I have. I brought Cooper Volunteer Fire Department Assistant Fire Chief Tanner Crutcher.
Good morning.
Tanner, good morning. Thanks for coming in. It's the Delta County Volunteer Fire Department?
It's the Cooper Fire Department. We have a agreement with the Emergency Services District there in Delta County, which is a governing body that provides fire and EMS service. So we actually provide fire protection for all of Delta County, 278 square miles that we have to cover.
So. Mm-hmm. How many folks do you all have?
I believe we're at 18 currently, 17 okay. or 18. That fluctuates. But.
And that is one of the things we're going to be talking about because, Cindy, what have you been telling me about the needs of the volunteer fire department?
Oh, they're so in need of volunteer firemen. I mean, just the other blaze the other day, you were telling me you only had like 4 volunteers and it was a 2-story house fire. So, I mean, right there tells you that we need some volunteers mm-hmm. and we need some younger volunteers. So.
Now, that fire destroyed a house.
It did, completely burned to the ground. In fact, they got called back 2 more times after that. So,
yeah. So you said you have 18, but that's not enough.
We have 18. There's 5 fire departments total in Delta County. There's Cooper, Klondike, Pecan Gap, and East Delta. We are staffed for 25 people is what our maximum staffing is currently. But with today's society, people are more involved in other activities. There's a lot more to be involved in, whether it's school related or work related or social related. So it seems like the volunteer fire service across the country, not just in Cooper or Texas, has taken a hit.
Mm-hmm. Now, the fire department in Cooper, is it totally volunteer or some of you guys?
It's for the most part totally volunteer. We have 2 positions that are stopping, one of them being our city fire marshal and the fire chief position. But as far as the hours, it's totally volunteer. It's at a volunteer basis. And other departments are completely volunteer as well.
Mm-hmm. And you're a volunteer?
Yes. We require the requirements. You must be 18 years old. You must live within a reasonable distance of Cooper. You must be in good physical condition and be able to pass a background investigation and also be dependable. I mean, we're looking for people. It costs us a lot of money to train somebody and to equip them and then to provide them with the benefits, whether it's the insurance, the workman's comp, and then their benefits through the city. So we want to make sure that we get somebody who's willing to come in there and they'll make a hand and pull their weight.
Driving the truck, do they have to?
Yeah, there's training that we'll put them through. There's some requirements through the state that we meet, and our training program is actually through the state of Texas Fire Marshals and Firemen's Association, and it's a curriculum that we've adopted. And if they complete the curriculum, they're eligible to set for the state certification to be a paid career fireman.
So. We're talking with Cooper Volunteer Fire Department Assistant Chief Tanner Crutcher and also the editor of the Cooper Review, Cindy Roller. So you've mentioned the training that these folks go through. Now, it's women are eligible as men, I presume.
Yes, sir.
Do you have some women who are?
We don't currently. We don't have any.
Klondike does, though.
Klondike does, mm-hmm. and I believe Pecan Gap maybe has some women on their staff, but we don't currently.
Mm-hmm. How many hours a week might someone expect to put into this?
It depends.
Sure.
Last week was a pretty rough week, and I think some of them didn't realize how many hours we could put in a week. But typically we meet on the second and fourth Tuesdays of every month, and we get at least 2 to 3 hours of training each night. And just depending on call volume, what kind of PR events we may have or what kind of equipment issues that we're working on fixing, it can vary.
Now, what motivates somebody to be a volunteer firefighter?
You know, for me, it really just had always been intrigued with public safety, and it was the best decision I ever made to get involved in public service. But I think just most guys, and that's one of the questions that we ask them, you know, what makes you want to be a part of this? And they usually say, I want to give back to my community is the pretty much the generic answer. But it's a lot more than that. I think it's being a part of something that's bigger than yourself and then having the opportunity to help somebody.
If someone was wanting to join, if they wanted to get started, what's the best way to do that?
They can pick up an application at the City Hall there in Cooper from Monday through Friday from 8 to 5, and they'll submit that and return it, and we'll review it, and there's a process that we go through. It may take, you know, anywhere from a couple months to review that and go through the whole process, but any and all interested parties are welcome.
Okay, good. Tanner and Cindy.
Yes.
Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us this morning.
Thank you.
Tanner Crutcher is the Cooper Volunteer Fire Department Assistant Chief, and of course, Cindy Roller is the editor of the Cooper Review. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.